Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,185. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. D-Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
Thank you. Hi, the Metro. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has what not to eat after the age of 40. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Tim.
The clock.
All right, here we go. Florida man with drugs in his hat tells the cops the cocaine is not his.
Yes.
Meanwhile, parents are upset in Texas about a question dealing with rape that showed up on a kid's quiz. Man tried to cure constipation by swallowing live eels. A Walmart shopper rolls into store on skates and rolls as he steals. And a Georgia couple learns you can't send meth in the U.S. mail. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We spin the category wheel.
Look at that, like clockwork.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy is the lovely and talented Romulus, whose name translates to the Roman god of numbskulls, as he found a way to answer 9 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, everyone else did, so of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
I'm Josette. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,185 with a large Chargers a whiz. Two shots fired. Program, we have 40 today.
New pyro guy. We told him.
Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And we have a brand new biggest dummy of the year. That would be Romulus. It took him 10 questions to get one right. Now, every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time we did the poll, as we began a brand new year and a new year of Big Dummy, we asked you to choose a new one for the new year.
All right.
Now, by the way, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you can get there and vote. And that's where these numbers come from. So we asked you, would you like another spouse, maybe a new significant other?
Not an additional one, a replacement.
Yeah, if you don't have one, maybe you want a new one. Maybe you want one in general. Maybe, as you say, you want a replacement, just something different. So significant other spouse, one of the choices. A new job. Brand new year. Mm-hmm. Why not take a new job? A new family. Maybe you went through the holidays and realized, man, I'm not going back there again. Or a brand new car. So those were your options as
very
far
price
as
is right of you.
A new one for a new year. A brand new car. So here, those were the choices. Here's how the voting went down. The one thing that you said basically, look, I'm fine with it. I don't need a new one, is your family. 6% of you said, yeah, I'll take a new family.
So still, 94% are cool, 6% your family's terrible.
Right. As far as a significant other, 14% of you said, yeah, I would like a new partner in the new year. As far as a job, that came in at number two at 36%. The number one thing that you chose for a new year, that would be a brand new car.
A brand new car.
43% said, yeah, man, give me in some new wheels. All right, well, on this men's room poll, we'll take a page from yesterday's show where we were talking about animals and the various diseases that animals can contract in the wild.
Yeah, we were unaware of this, did a little research, and we were stunned to find out some of the things we share. Yeah. With the animal
we had an animal encounter a show and realized that not only were the monkeys that are in Florida that were brought there in the 1920s multiplying by the hundreds at this point, but they also are infected with herpes.
And that's what takes it up another level.
Yes, exactly. So monkeys with herpes, that's crazy. And then, it's been a while, probably a year or so, but we found out that those cute little cuddly koala bears who are having a hell of a time in Australia, I mean, they have been ravaged enough by chlamydia. Which was the beginning of, you know, their big purge. And now, obviously, things have gotten a lot worse for the koala bear. But just know what, 50% of the koala population
had chlamydia.
Had chlamydia. All right. So, still do. The other animal that can get a venereal disease would be the dolphin, which, you know, we've read the story from the 70s. The researcher who had an intimate relationship with a dolphin.
And defends the relationship with them.
Trying to figure out a way. And in the way that it was presented, basically, the scientists were trying to figure out a way for basic communication and other skills if, in fact, extraterrestrial life would come to Earth.
Okay.
So they were trying all kinds of different communications. They went with a dolphin. This was one of the animals that they studied in that way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the researchers got a little frisky. But turns out dolphins do have genital warts.
Well, not that they have them. They can get them,
Miles.
They
can get them, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have them, dude.
Well, I mean, some
humans
do.
Can get genital warts. I don't have genital warts.
The difference with the dolphin, though, they can't lie about it because they're naked all the time.
Have you ever had an HPV test?
I mean, I'm sure they do the battery of tests when you go get tested for STDs, right?
I believe so. Okay, yeah, you're good. And the last one that you can contract would be Lyme disease from a tick.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you seem bummed that I don't have genital warts.
I just assumed.
We're all a little disappointed.
I just assumed that everybody did. You know what I mean? You've been single for a while. So, Lyme disease from a tick, warts from a dolphin, chlamydia from a koala, or herpes from a monkey. You have to contract one of those diseases.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, Lyme's disease sounds like the least embarrassing, but on the scale of health, probably the most dangerous, right?
I believe so over time. Didn't you say you had a buddy who had a really difficult time with Lyme disease?
Yeah, a guy that went to school with my brother, and he had it. I mean, it destroyed him. I think he's still alive, but he is bedridden, and I mean, he couldn't keep things, not that he couldn't keep them straight, But he would show up at your house, and this is in the 90s, and talk about the new Star Wars.
Wow.
But literally, he was just talking about the original Star Wars.
Okay. So he it went to his brain. It did everything else. And the thing is, if left untreated, Lyme disease can just wreak havoc. A lot of people are just misdiagnosed.
That's the biggest problem. You go in, right? They're not sure what it is. They guess something else. And then they find out it's Lyme disease. And at that point, it's bad. So, but on the scale of things, you say, oh my God, you got herpes from a monkey. Keep in mind, you don't have to have sex with them. The thing can bite you.
Yeah, exactly. Right? We're not saying you're having relationships with these animals. But you're going to have to tell somebody.
Are you disappointed?
That changes my answer.
Well, you can get it any way you want it. We're just saying you don't.
Well, hopefully the animal says that.
Look, if someone says, how did you get warts? You say, well, I was at a dolphin show. And,
you flip a rubbed against me, man. Right. I got genital warts.
Now I've got this thing going on. I can't get rid of it. You can get rid of warts. You can get rid of chlamydia. Herpes is going to be around for the rest of your life. Lyme disease seemingly will have, as you said,
an effect on you.
Bieber's beating it.
Bieber is probably beating it, but he's also
beating
Bieber.
Is it recovering?
I know it knocks you out like mono for a while.
It does.
You can do better than you were at your worst without being fully recovered.
I felt a little bad for once for Bieber. He just was like, look, I'm not on meth. I have Lyme disease.
Well, one of my best friends growing up, I told you, he works for the water department in North Carolina. He works in Raleigh.
Okay.
And they go out and they test all kinds of streams, rivers, water sources that kind of go into the drinking water supply for the various communities. And they test those on a regular basis just to see what's in there and anything that, might sound an alarm. Well, obviously, in doing this, there's a lot of hiking involved. There's a lot of going into wet areas. There's a lot of testing that needs to be done and everything else. At some point in time, and I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, he got bit by a tick doing this.
All right.
Did not really realize what was going on. Again, through batteries of tests and everything else, it took a long time to diagnose exactly what was wrong with him. He's fine now, but the long story short of it is that he can no longer eat beef. He can no longer eat pork. I want to say that lamb is also off the menu.
He's not fine.
He can eat chicken. He can eat fish. He's basically kind of like a fowly pescatarian. You know what I mean? That's about all he can eat.
Frowning pescatarian?
A fowly.
Oh, fowly.
He can eat
fowl
and he can eat seafood. That's about it. Which doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world.
It does to me.
But like anything else, if you can't have red meat, you're going to desire red meat.
I can have red meat and I desire red meat. Like, it's kind of, because he was eating it up until then.
Sure, absolutely. Man, you're at a party with your friends. Somebody calls in a pizza. It's covered in pepperoni.
Right, out.
You're out. You know, there's a, he gave me every single scenario where it sucks.
See, I'm taking chlamydia from a koala bear.
Mm-hmm.
One, it sounds cute and fuzzy, but also I can eat my pizza. What did you say, like a week with Z-Pack, do what I got to do to get rid of
it? Yeah, chlamydia is pretty, for humans to get rid of.
Right. Okay. Not for koalas.
And not only that, as Jeff explains it to me, it's been a while since I've been in Raleigh, but barbecue is huge in Carolina.
Yeah.
As big in North Carolina as it is in South Carolina. It's a different style of barbecue a little bit. But he has one of the best barbecue restaurants. And I want to say they're a chain in the area. There's three or four of them right beside his house. I mean, literally, you pull out of his community, and that's one of the first retail establishments beside a gas station.
Right.
You go down the road, by the way, and almost every gas station, he says it, when you fill up with gas, there is a mobile barbecue truck on the premise, on the property. You can't get away from the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's everywhere. He's like, it's beef. It's mostly pork in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's almost all pork. Yeah.
But he can't eat it. And he's like, man, you don't know. Like, when you go, when they cater lunch at work, when they do all these things.
Yeah, you're going to go Carolina
style. When you do all, it's very big in that area to eat barbecue, especially meat. And he's screwed on it.
Mm-hmm.
He can get chicken. You know what I mean? He can get a half a chicken, which he said is not bad, but how many half chickens can you eat in your lifetime? And he's like, I want pulled pork. So our men's room poll. You will contract one. Herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick.
You're welcome.
That is our Men's Room poll, and you can vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Heather. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Heather, are you sober or are you not sober today?
Still 9 months sober.
All right, Heather. I wonder why that is. When's your due date?
It was 10 days ago.
Man, ooh, how are you feeling?
I'm okay.
Is it still the miracle of life? Are you ready for this thing to get the hell out of you?
Cool. I'm being induced tomorrow, so I'm excited and I'm ready.
Okay, I was going to say, how many people have given you suggestions on how to get that thing out of there?
Everyone.
Yeah, I figured.
If they didn't say a crowbar and WD-40, they don't know what they're talking about.
The only thing I would say is something super spicy.
I've seen that work.
I know, but I always
say no.
But I always would say the same thing. You're a dude. How would you know? You know what I mean?
Like, terrible heartburn.
I've heard, you have terrible heartburn right now?
No, if you eat spicy food this far along, I get terrible heartburn.
Okay. I just know in some state there's a pizza place that has a famous spicy pizza that, like, women will order if they're past their due date. I have facts.
Heather, what's the first sinful thing? Not sinful, but you get the idea.
Sinful.
That you haven't been able to do in the night. What are you going to do first? You're going to light up a cigarette? Are you going to light up a joint? Are you going to have a big glass of wine? Are you a beer girl? What are you looking forward to?
I think what I'll do is enjoy a nice joint with my husband.
Okay.
All nice. Right.
I don't even think you need to pump for that. You know what I mean? Maybe you do, but who cares?
I don't know.
Maybe the kid will sleep through the night.
I'll just blow it directly in her face.
Later. Exactly
right. Don't video it and put it on Facebook.
That's all you got to do, and you're fine. All right, well, Heather, we hate to ask you this, but we got a survey today.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Men's Room Poll. I got distracted there. You need to contract one there, Heather. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick? What are you looking for?
I'm going to go with the clap.
You're going to go with the clap from a koala.
All right. Hey, I'm right there in the koala club.
You could be just like a firefighter, you know what I mean, with a bottle of water, and you're just pouring it into a poor koala's mouth who's been going through all this crap, and then next thing you know, you're up against it, and you got chlamydia.
Or you can just have sex with
it. Save them.
Yeah.
By the way, someone let us know, as far as getting herpes from a monkey, they point out, hey, man, herpes B from a primate is deadly for humans. It's not something you, quote, unquote, live with. So
that's right. The guy who did get bit was not in good shape.
Really?
Yeah.
So monkey herpes a lot worse than human herpes.
Doing all right over here with my dolphin warts.
All right. Here is your first question. What was World War I known as before World War II?
Oh, my God.
Because, see, if you call it World War I or World War I, you know, it sounds like you're setting up a sequel. It's not really good optics.
And you're not asking what they said at the end. You're asking what they called it.
What they called it. Well, it was World War I known as before World War II.
This is probably wrong, but I'm going to go with the Great War.
Are you right?
He's right. He's one and done. Hey, good luck tomorrow.
Yes.
Let us know that you're doing okay and the baby's healthy and all that, all right?
You know who named the Great War? Tony the Tiger. Little known fact. Yeah. Wow. Great.
Fantastic. Well,
at the time, it was the war to end all wars.
They were wrong.
Is that what they called it initially?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when they signed the treaty and stuff, they just couldn't imagine we'd ever go through a world war like that again.
They just underestimate how stupid people are.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA.
Big Hello, Dummy. Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Terry.
Sober, not sober, Terry.
Don't tell my boss, but not sober.
Okay.
I think you just did, Terry.
Terry, our men's room poll. You're going to contract one of these diseases. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
I'm part of the koala club, man. It'd be a lot easier to explain that.
I like that. Is it really?
I think so.
But wait, no.
They let you hold them at the zoo, so you'd be like, hey, I was holding them at the zoo, and look that.
Yeah, but, I mean, explaining the herpes away from a monkey, the thing bit me, now I have herpes. The koala, I mean, can you get chlamydia just from holding something that has chlamydia?
A bite or a scratch, probably do it. I'm thinking, hey, you scratch me on the hand.
That's not the way I got it, but, you know.
There's more fun ways to get it.
To each their own.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I'm joining the Koala Club for the purposes of today's poll, if I have to get chlamydia, if it's from a koala, I'm just going to be pissed.
Do you guys, do you have any warts on your body at all?
Warts? No.
Yeah. No.
Not currently.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I'm always working for them.
I got a cyst.
I think this might be a wart, but I don't know.
What?
On my finger.
I don't know. Well, don't touch me, man.
Here.
All right. Here is your question. What is the name given to the study of the behavior and flow of air around objects?
The behavior and flow of air around objects.
That's correct.
I don't even know. Wind resistance?
The name for the air...
The study of the behavior and flow of air around an object. So if you're working at Boeing...
Aeronautics?
Aerodynamics. Yes.
Aerodynamics.
All right, your next question. What movie received the most Oscar nominations for this year's Academy Awards?
She's got to give me all the hard ones. Let's see. You said how many Oscars did win?
No. What movie received the most Oscar nominations for this year's Academy Awards?
They haven't done the Oscars yet, but this one got more nods.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have to go with Avengers Endgame.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Irishman? Hang on.
Oddly enough.
Marriage Story.
So Martin Scorsese says that, you know, the superhero movies, they're not real cinema, blah, blah, blah. Oddly enough, The Joker, which is not real cinema, kicked his ass with The Irishman with 11 nominations. Damn. Most of all the movies.
Whoa.
I still haven't watched that one yet.
What's that, Joker? I haven't either, man, because it's one of those things where you can watch the preview. I'm sure it'll be good, all that kind of thing, but I get to feel it's a little cerebral, a little dark.
Yeah.
And by the time the kids go to bed, and I'm kind of stoned, and I'm like, I should watch it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm in a mood to feel the way this movie's probably going to make me feel.
That's a good call.
So I'm going to have to watch it with the kids early. All right, your next question. The film Casablanca takes place during which global conflict?
World War II?
Okay. Very good.
Also known as the Great War 2.0.
They said this is World War II.
Well, it was easy to say World War II at that point.
Why didn't they say this is the Great War II?
See, the problem with calling it World War II, because then you have to go back and rename the Great War World War I. Right?
Exactly.
Because nobody was calling it World War I.
When are they finishing the trilogy?
I don't know.
Okay, let's hope they don't.
You got to wrap everything up. I'm good.
You sure, man?
I am.
You don't want to know how it ends?
You're going to
tie up all the loose ends?
Yeah, I'm sure we can.
And then we'll get into the prequels. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Everything I know most of those, too. Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cameron, men's room poll. You got to contract one of these. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
I don't want the monkey death
or beast,
so I'm going to go with
the Okay, and I'm assuming by the fact that you're in your car, you are driving and playing for Team Sober, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
I bet you koala bears had no idea how popular they could be just by having chlamydia. Based on today's poll, right now they're the runaway favorite. All right, here is your question. What is infantile paralysis more commonly known as? And thanks to anti-vaxxers, it's enjoyed a return after being eradicated.
Oh, man, is that measles?
Wait a minute, it's a child's disease?
It's called infantile paralysis. We call it by a different name.
Chicken pox?
Polio.
Polio.
Oh, that's a big one.
Hey, but it's back.
Polio by Ralph Lauren.
Polio. Your question. What did the Enola Gay drop?
Dropped the atomic bomb.
What's that?
They dropped the atomic bomb in Japan.
Okay.
Yes, it did. You are correct.
That was the basically the end of World War II.
For the Pacific side, it sped things up just a wee bit.
Learned a lot about war there during that segment.
We did.
Yeah, exactly. Was the category war?
It wasn't. It just, believe it or not, all of these, like one was cinema, it's Casablanca, but it happened to be World War II. The one about the Great War, obviously that's war. The Enola Gay, well, yeah, I guess
that's war.
Did you inadvertently make a war category?
You can tell where my head was this morning.
If you would like to be a contestant, play Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, David. David, you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
Oh, definitely not sober.
Okay, David, welcome to the show. All right. Thanks. Our men's room poll, you're going to contract one of these, not through sexual means, but you're going to contract one of these diseases, and you got to tell people this is how you got it. So, are you going to contract herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
I'm going to throw those koalas a little less if they've had a bad time on it and give them a clap.
You're going to go koala. All right.
Yeah.
No, koala clap.
People are really like, I think because they're cute.
Koala club.
I don't think it's that. I think because it's chlamydia. I mean, look, if the herpes went to the koala, I don't think the koala's cuteness is going to rise it to the top of this particular poll. That's just me, but you're right.
You make herpes sound terrible.
I'm not saying it's terrible. I just don't want it.
One of them sound good.
I mean, people don't volunteer for it.
No, that's a fact.
I mean, you kind of do, but you're not. By the way, somebody, a comment came in and it said, listen, guys, please stop calling koalas koala bears. They're not bears, they're marsupials. So I responded, horny toads are not toads.
Or horny.
Panda bears are not bears. The titmouse is not a mouse or the other. Killer whales are not whales. And then I finished up with Robin's suggestion, and tsetse flies have no breasts. To which they responded, touche. So... All right.
Hey, before we do this, yeah. I want to give you guys some condolences for the embarrassment you received last weekend as Raven fans. I was looking forward to watching my Niners beat them in the Super Bowl. So my condolences.
Yeah, we saw that. We saw the Ravens beat the Niners in the Super Bowl. It was one of the greatest trips we've ever taken.
Rematch.
There's no rematch because they didn't make it.
They had the rematch during the regular season, and somehow we won. Dude, listen, here's the difference with that Ravens game. It pissed me off the most. I waited all day for that. It wasn't even a good game. It's not like they lost the nail biter. They walked on the field and lost at the coin flip.
We all showed up more than they did.
Yeah, I know. Like, well, damn, man.
By watching it on TV, you did more than the team.
All day.
Well, I enjoyed watching it.
I'd wish you luck, but I don't think you're going to need it, to be honest with you.
Nah.
Didn't you guys beat the hell out of the Packers already, like, badly?
We killed them.
Okay. It'll happen again.
Hey,
take my word for it.
Raven,
that's right.
You were confident for about 2 months.
Because for 2 months, I had every single
I was confident in the Niners until right now.
I think they're going to be two very interesting championship games.
We'll see. I don't even care anymore. All right, here is your question. In what arcade game did the player attempt to avoid vehicular traffic and crocodiles?
Jogger.
You got it. Yeah.
There we go. Nice work, David. One and done. Shrinker.
Yeah. No.
The game is Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Guess who it is, Ted?
Jay.
Jay.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. James?
James, are you there?
Ah.
Hola. James, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, James, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll's a doozy. you're going to contract one of these diseases. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
Strictly so I can say I got the clap from down under, I'm going with the koala.
All right. That, you live in everyone's dream being able to say that. I got the clap from down under. I always wanted to say that.
Hey, you people are crazy, man.
Where else did you get it?
What?
It's going to be down under.
What do you think? Dolphin. I mean, that's just the closest thing that, humans have had relationships with them.
I think a monkey is closer to a person than a dolphin.
Right, but people, there's not books of being like, I fell in love with a monkey, where it's like, people's fault.
There's one book.
One more than the monkeys.
Yes, I mean, like, look, maybe there's been 100 relations with dolphins. One person chose to share that with us.
There's not one book where someone falls in love with a monkey.
Someone falls in love with him.
Just like even a fictional book. Or,
I mean, there's like King Kong where it's like, he's cool, but I mean,
the man in the yellow hat loved George because it was like his son, though.
Okay, all right.
Well, you didn't watch the, or you didn't see the director's cut.
Like a Manila Gorilla and Nobody?
Yeah, it was by Curious George. It was a whole different book series.
Oh.
All right, here is your question.
But Jack Johnson still did the soundtrack. Just to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah. All right. How many years does a silver anniversary sell?
20.
25.
I got it wrong, too. Oh, hang on the line there for us, James. We'll get to you on the other side of this.
I don't think I would celebrate any silver anniversaries. Like maybe 25 years eating French fries or something.
Do it. Go for it.
Saying, like, I'm trying to think.
You got
to
get through 25 years first.
What have I done 25 years? More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.